Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1 with Allcare Pharmacy. Discover a healthcare team that's always here for you at Allcare Pharmacy, Ireland's largest community pharmacy network.
Email todaycb@rte.ie.
We've plenty more to come in the next hour of the show, including it's not going to be easy for us, says French football hotshot Mbappe. But how will Ireland fare in Lansdowne Road tonight? Who will be Nicola Sturgeon's successor and be elected leader of the SNP today? And we dig the dirt on the best and worst celebrity interviewees, from Emma Thompson, who was lovely, apparently, to the band member who burped in a journalist's face. And the great Dave Fanning will be with us, giving us an introductory guide to the great Elton John. That's all to come after 11. Now though, 110 assaults, 98 cases of fighting or passenger disturbance, 25 incidents of lewd behaviour, 76 cases of theft, and 1,300 incidents involving smoking, alcohol or drug misuse. Some of the antisocial behaviour recorded on Irish Rail services last year. The figures are part of an Irish Rail report. They're up on the previous year, but they do coincide with a doubling of passenger journeys as rail use came back after the pandemic. Barry Kenny, Corporate Communications Manager with Irish Rail, is on the line, and Dermot O'Leary, General Secretary of the Irish Bus and Rail Union. And you're both welcome. So Barry, fairly alarming figures outlined in the antisocial behaviour report from Irish Rail, but probably not surprising for anyone who's been on the Dart or train recently.
Well, I mean, I think the vast majority of people do travel without incident, but antisocial behaviour is a societal issue. We're not immune from it. That's why I suppose we are putting a lot of effort both into recording it, to working with the Gardaí and with our security services then to ensure that we have the resources to prevent and to respond where there are incidents in terms of the kind of most serious incidents, and there's those kind of, you know, criminal and other serious antisocial behaviour, as you say, is up about 17% in the year, in a year when travel overall more than doubled. I think also because we have more customer service officers on board our intercity services, because we have more joint patrols with Gardaí and more security patrols than before, we are, I think, you know, capturing the number of incidents more effectively, and that obviously allows us to make sure that we have the measures in place working with the Gardaí and security to address that.
So are you saying you're doing enough?
I don't think you can ever stop. It's something, it's an issue that we have to ensure that our customers and our staff have as safe a travelling and working environment as possible. And no, it's not a case that you say we have these resources in place and that is that. It's a constantly evolving situation. Examples of some of the things that we have is around our intercity network, you know, rapid response hubs with the Gardaí, 12 at this point now, where our staff on board have a direct line to Gardaí in those areas. Joint patrols, let's say you take the Houston to commuter route alone, over 100 joint patrols, proactive with Gardaí, not in response to incidents, but preventative. That's happening on Dart and other areas as well. And then, as they working with the Gardaí in terms of the kind of protocols and response.
So Dermot O'Leary, from your point of view and from the staff point of view, do they feel safe working on Irish Rail services?
Look, I suppose, again, look, unusually, I probably agree with a lot of what Barry said, other than the question you asked him. I think you asked him, did he feel he's done enough? I think the better way to phrase that, they've done all they can do with the resources, and they've been thrown resources at it quite rightly over a number of years. But look, I've been on with you several times on this one, Claire, and there's no surprises reading the article yesterday from me. But certainly, and I say this up front, this is, we're talking about people's workplace in the first instance, and also we're talking about people want to travel from A to B in the second place. And again, look, I suppose the figures have, you know, obviously improved considerably in terms of travel. But one of the main issues for us, apart from the protection of staff, and again, look, the people that are security and their private security, those that we have, and I know the security company themselves are struggling to recruit staff into security, maybe something to do with the wages there, but I suppose not like other sectors, they're struggling as well. But they don't have the powers of detention and arrest. And again, I suppose, look, we've been calling for a while for a dedicated guard of public transport unit, not because it's going to be the panacea and cure all the ills and barriers, right, in terms of being a societal issue. But certainly we're talking about people's workplace, and we're talking about a situation where people are, in some cases, and look, I have a list of places here going right across the country, from Arklow to Portlaoise to Donabate to Kildare to Castlereagh to Longford, all over the country, Cork, Dublin, Mainline, a huge problem area, Barry just alluded to it. In relation to the Gardaí, look, the Gardaí are stretched resource-wise, and again, the AGSI and the GRA, both representative bodies, are fully supportive of our call for a dedicated Garda public transport unit, but they are more honest, I would suggest, than the politicians are in relation to their response to it. Resources are not there. And again, only yesterday, listening to the This Week programme on RT, we saw the problems guards have with their own resources. So,
yeah, but
this is an ongoing situation.
Dermot, some time ago you threatened industrial action over antisocial behaviour, but then you didn't go ahead with it because promises were made to combat it. Now, were those promises kept?
Look, again, in large measure, the commitment was given by Irish Rail. There was an attempt for them to be met, I suppose. And again, there was a resource issue at both the private security firms and indeed in the Gardaí themselves. And when Barry talks about rapid response, look, for every case that does respond, we've quite a number of cases where the Gardaí just physically cannot respond. So there are issues in relation to that as well. So there was a delivery of sorts in relation to it. And we've been keeping an eye on it, I suppose, albeit on a monthly basis in relation to what, you know, what next we can do. And there is frustration among the staff. And again, it's one of those ones, you know, you're threatening industrial action normally around pay issues. Threatening industrial action around social behaviour is really a last resort, and that's something that our members didn't want to do on the back of those commitments. But again, as reported and as you're covering it today, the issue is simply not gone away and it won't go away. And at such time as people realise that there is going to be sanctions, there's going to be court appearances. And I suppose quite significantly, if I can just say this, Claire, only 2 short weeks ago, and again, you're reported on it, a Garda station or a Garda information centre, call it what you want to call it, opened in O'Connell Street. Why? In response to the antisocial behaviour on the capital's main street.
Yes. So,
the government respond to the antisocial behaviour in the same way on public transport?
Well, Barry, where does Irish Rail stand on a dedicated Garda public transport unit?
Well, ultimately, because the structure policing is something for the Gardaí. If we had a concern that we weren't getting support and response from the Gardaí, that'd be one thing. But I have to say that the kind of proactive approach, both on a national and a local basis, that we have seen from the Gardaí working with us to address this, with those kind of joint patrols, you know, with ensuring that there's an awareness of, you know, the particular environment with rail travel. Because obviously, antisocial behaviour is bad wherever it happens, but when it's in a confined space, like a train, it amplifies it. It amplifies for everybody on board, and we'd accept that where it's a, you know, less serious on the face of it, it doesn't take away the concern that something might escalate. But as I say, by doing this, by working with the Gardaí, by, you know, we will be integrating with the PULSE system as well. We now, as well, in our new National Train Control Centre, will be jointly located with the Gardaí as well. It is about kind of that proactive approach jointly, which we feel will yield results and reduce the
link.
Very briefly, Dermot. Yeah.
Look, Barry has given you the politically correct answer from Irish Rail's point of view, and Barry's not in a position, unlike me, to show from the rooftops in relation to the dedicated Garda public transport division. There are many in Irish Rail and across the public transport companies who privately agree with that concept. Barry can't say that. In relation to one other issue, trying to encourage people to increase the numbers even more significantly, which we all want in climate change, trying to encourage people out of their cars into trains and buses in terms of listening to this. Week in, week out. That's not very encouraging from their point of view.
Got to leave it there. Dermot O'Leary from the IBRU and Barry Kenny from Irish Rail. Thank you both for joining us. Quick break before news.
Text 51551 today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1.